Oh, hi, everybody. Here we are again. Today is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Date is April 11th. 4/11/2015. Take away some situations, energy that you may have stumbled upon, and think of something that's happening in your life that you may not like. Oh, so releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that for people who maybe just thought of something else. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's now continue with the light beam activation. Make sure that you're here. So I want everybody to next finger and move it in front of your face, pointing upwards, maybe a foot away, we'll say, where it goes to. Definitely in front of you. If not, then you're not here. You're listening, but you're on a timeline, and you're not in on the Earth, the real Earth that we're on right now. Hopefully we're on the real Earth. But anyway, the holograms are fading. But here we go. Let's get you back here. So I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And let's, we can do for everybody by energizing the light beams. We'll bring up the 3 light beams. Here they come. Male energy into each one of them. So stronger, first light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. Next light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last one, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. We'll turn it over to our co-host tonight, which is Ann. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hello, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. We are all delighted to be here, Ron, with you. Thank you. Ron's website is creationlightship.com. If you're a new listener, a special welcome to you. This is a wonderful night to be on the show live. It is Saturday night on the Lightship. Excuse me. So if this is perhaps your first time or you're not familiar with our visits to the Lightship, please think of one thing that you would like to have physically healed, to request a healing from the light beings tonight, and sort of keep that in mind or write it down so that you remember and you can request a healing. Can we also accept, we already have one request, Ron, for a room, but may we accept requests for rooms tonight? For our visit?
Yeah, we'll see what we get. Yeah, about 6 rooms would be fine.
Okay, great. So when we're up on the Lightship, all of the rooms are healing, and all of the beings that come to us are healers, or doctors, is more accurate, I guess, and it's a wonderful experience. So I'm really looking forward to tonight, and thank you all for being here. So, Ron, you gave us a little teaser there when you were saying hello to everyone, that the hologram is fading. Is there anything else you want to elaborate on about that?
Well, it looks like I'm taking out different holographic energies. So if you felt a little different yesterday and today, maybe a little freer, maybe the air seems not as thick, as dense as what it was before, that could be what it could be. So here we go, everybody. Let's put you back a couple days ago. So we'll put you back 3 days into the past. And remember, these are just timelines. Then we'll bring you back here now and just see if you feel a difference. So we'll go back 3 days. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And see how your breathing is. See how the room feels. And now we'll go forward into this present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So there you go. Thank you, Ann.
Okay, I felt that, Ron. And the room I'm in got brighter and lighter feeling, for sure. And it's interesting, I would say yesterday didn't feel so good to me, but today it did feel really good, and it felt lighter. And I wonder how other people experienced their day today. So let us know. And is there anything we should be watching out for, Ron, with the hologram changing? Should we look for things, or?
I don't know. You may just feel a little different.
Okay. So we should just sort of stay relaxed and concentrate on being in the on the CLS Now timeline, and
that's all
as usual, and heart-centered.
You might feel the energy is kind of leaving you, that well, it's basically mind control energy, so you might be feeling a little freer, less mental stress possibly, I don't know. Body will tell you how it's going, so just take your body out. Back to you.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. We have some follow-up things actually from last night's show. Somebody who, actually I believe this person's in another country too, had a relative very close to him, a very close family member, pass away recently. And he was asking about the spirit barcode. And he just wanted to make sure that he doesn't need to redo her spirit barcode, and you said no. That, you know, once you've done that, and he'd done it more than once. So his question is still, does he need to do the unlimited version of this deceased loved one clearing, just in case you want to elaborate on that, Ron?
Yeah, one time normally is plenty. So, you know, you may want to do it twice, but, you know, ideally, I shouldn't say ideally, once the clearing is completed, if you do one of them of anything, it's done. The only reason why, if you did more, you might feel a little different is because you're moving more into a different alien timeline when you did the clearing. Oh, once you do like an emotional whole lifetime clearing, one time, once you do it once, stuff is cleaned out of you. Go back again and redo it maybe in an hour, then they'll probably just only work for the particular energies that you were involved with in that next hour. So one time through is all that you need for all the clearings. But, you know, but sometimes people like to do it more than once because they're used to not having something work completely the first time. But one time is all that's sufficient. Especially on, you know, that's why we just have that, the one clearing for the emotional body and the spirit of loved ones, so that you do it one time and it's done. There's no reason to go back and do it over and over again. It's not going to benefit you. But if you do sense that emotional bodies are coming into you that are similar to loved one who, you know, passed on, that's probably other emotional bodies. Or, you know, it could have, you could be having emotional body from maybe one of your parents come into you, but along with that, it could have been the emotional body from their parents and going on and on and on. So you get rid of the one that's here haunting you, and then that should be gone. It should be sufficient, but you could have ones going back 10 generations coming into you that have always been with you and been with that emotional body that always, you know, bringing them into you. So that is a possibility, but typically, you know, one time and it's done. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much. And we also discussed last night, because someone sent in a testimonial about the seven-generation entities, that there are a lot of entities around, and it's a great idea to take care of that when someone's close to you so their emotional body doesn't come to you. But it's also a good idea to just, in general, be doing the entity clearings. Okay, we have, I'm sorry, go ahead, Ron.
Entities are the big one. They're all around. Oh, especially if you have a lot of addictions or pot a lot or something or drink or whatever, well, then they will come into you. So you want to keep doing that entity clearing over and over and over again. And at some point, they may not wish to come into you. But other than that, they will probably come in because they're used to it and they're looking for a host. So doing it one time probably will not, you know, it'll get rid of the ones with you right now, but, you know, they may come into you like at 7 o'clock at night because they're used to your routine. Somebody else until 7 o'clock comes and they know you're sitting down maybe to have a glass of wine at your dinner table or something. They go, let's have our glass of wine. We're coming in. This is wine time, you know. So it's, you know, again, you may not get intoxicated, but they want to share that wine. You know, they're looking for wine, and that's have a routine doing that. So that's how they come into you. Of unfortunate, but that works. Well, back to you.
Ron, just recently on a show, you talked about breaking up our routines. Like if we get up in the morning and we always do the same thing, we should break that up. And that was in reference to, I think, the mind looping, so that you know, if you always get up and, you know, use the restroom and then you go in the kitchen and you're in the bathrobe and you make coffee, you know, break it up and do something different. And, you know, instead of taking your shower at night, take it in the morning, all that kind of thing, to just do something different. I never thought before that that could help you get rid of some entities, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
And maybe even alien energies that are sort of counting on any kind of pattern you're in.
That's it, because they are giving you patterns. That's why you're on timelines. So you can be on these predictable alien timelines with their, you know, program patterns, missions, and everything else that you're dealing with. So, you know, it gets to be, you know, the sad part is that you just can't do it one time and they're gone. That's the unfortunate thing, but a clearings that you can do to release them from you. So that's the nice thing. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Yeah, so there's another suggestion for things we can do. Okay, on Ron's website, he has, if you're new, especially check out Ron's many free clearings. They're on the left, and then he has a series of whole life clearings, the most important of which is the emotional body. And then if you choose, you can go on and do more. So depending on what you might need. There are many clearings there, and it could seem overwhelming if you're new to the website, but you don't need all of them. You just need to start with the emotional, and then it will get clearer to you what other areas might need to be worked on. So, Ron, I was just making that a preface, because a listener who, as I'm pretty sure I know who this is, it's a long-time listener, found a healing she doesn't think we've talked about before, and I'm hoping you'll remember, because I know you've put so many on there, the comparison clearing. Do you remember what that's about, Ron?
I'll have to say no.
Okay. This listener is saying, I'm wondering what it means. I had a sister I was always compared to. I wonder if it's about that.
I don't know. Let me, maybe a different show, we'll talk about that. Also.
Okay, yeah, we'll look it up and we'll see if we get the information. Thank you. That's a very interesting question. I know, you know, Ron started to feel like, wow, I think I have enough healings on here, right, Ron? And one of the answers you came up with, which is a great one, is doing that special clearing so you can kind of put in what exactly you need. Okay. We have another person that wrote in about the mental barcode clearing. I wanted to know if we may have more than one mental barcode put on us, similar to the death barcodes. I am completing my second round of running the mental barcode for myself, and what I'm noticing is that I'm much more aware of when I'm getting hooked up to and attacked by a mental program. Before, I might have stepped right into the program without knowing it. Now I can see the program and observe how it is attempting to take hold of me. With this increased ability to stay present, many times I can avoid the program. Other times I can watch the program take hold of me because I was not strong enough to disengage. If this happens, I get busy right away and work at bringing myself back into the now. I am consistently much more lucid and aware, which allows me to use my free will, free choice. Thank you for the tremendous help this and all the clearings give.
Very good.
And
you could have, you know, that you could have ones put on you. You know, when you get the barcodes, any kind of barcode, you could put another one on you. That's what I'm trying to say here. So. But when you, in a sense, you might need something. really don't think you need it, then maybe you do. That aspect. So back to you.
Right, right. Okay, Ron, thank you. And I think that's terrific that she's able to kind of step back and see, oh, they're trying to hook me up with that and avoid it. And that might be another place where changing your routine and your habits might benefit you and help you see that little bit outside of yourself, like, oh, I see what's coming at me. Okay, we'll move on then. Hi, Ron. You mentioned on Wednesday's show that we would not want to have our third eye open. So many people in metaphysical circles recommend having the third eye open. Please discuss this and share your views about why this is not good. If we did, it would be difficult to live here, is what you said.
Yeah, you're going to start seeing a lot of psychic things out there. You know, what if you had it opened up and you started to see entities walking in front of you, walking through you? Oh, what if you started seeing the aliens that are probably 5 feet away from you right now, you know, in your room, watching you? You're just on a different frequency. So what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to something that you're not seeing now. That's what it amounts to. So what do you do? I would guess after you saw a few of these things, and you can't get rid of them out of your visual sight, you're probably going to want to get on drugs, to get numbed out so that you're not dealing with what you're seeing. You're going to be seeing them all the time. Well, who wants to see that? You know, most people think that you're going to be able to be more psychic, a different vision or something, or having more spiritual energies or something. I wouldn't recommend it at all. Oh, unless you're going to be traumatized. So what are you going to do with all your trauma? Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yes, thank you. I was just thinking it might be, a nice time to just take a little break and do sample healing. Maybe the mental clearing, or just maybe give everybody a little extra clarity so they're prepared for going on the light ship tonight.
Okay, so let's do mental clarity. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Can you talk about how people get hooked into drama situations or painful situations, and then it could possibly manifest in their life? Like what I'm trying to say is, how is it that two people could be listening to somebody talk about an issue, and one person feels glommed or they got attached to that issue, and the other person can just laugh it off? What do you do if you feel you've gotten hooked into something like somebody's disease or trauma?
Well, what I would do is find a clearing that we have online to release you out of that scenario. Remember, you're only dealing with issues that have either come up to the surface in your DNA, your stuff, egg age, your the New Age movement, you could say your life path is to explore and discover this here, And then you also can get hooked into having something that's close to the surface get brought up into your reality. So that's another problem. But what do you do? You need to get rid of DNA that's into situation. Kind of the bottom line, so you got your DNA activated, and now you're responding to it. Probably, motivating and driving your life, because now you're on this timeline. So you want the clearing for whatever energy that is. Well, maybe you got your fear button pushed. Well, automatically then, clearing for fear. next thing is, you know, how deep does it go? To do a seventh generation? Well, maybe not. You know, that's doesn't always is not always needed. Okay, but you know, if you're dealing with fear on an issue, then do a lot of timeline crashes on that issue, along with getting the fear clearing, the whole lifetime fear clearing. So those fear energies that, you know, is riding maybe on the surface, people are reading that with, you know, on your psychic billboard, we'll say, in a sense, you can get the stuff released. If you don't do that, then you're going to be drawn into that same scenario, because that's on your psychic billboard, that I love to have fear and love to have this experience of fear or whatever that scenario is that you're dealing with. Are reading that and bringing you into that reality. That's what you're asking for. That's what's activated in you. That's where you're responding and having the law of cause and effect bring you. How do you get out of it? Well, you need to be in the present moment. One, you need to get rid of that energy, whatever it is, whatever it means to you, anxiety, fear, trauma, whatever, pain. And, you know, do that whole lifetime clearing for that particular, chapter title and on the book of whatever you're dealing with, because you're going to have more than one experience with that. And then from there, you know, if it's, what you just had happen to you, then do timeline crashes on it. So that's mainly the three things. If you haven't done your emotional clearing first, then I would probably say don't waste your money by doing other clearings. You have that whole lifetime emotional clearing, because they're not going to be as effective, because you haven't got and released from you emotional energies that's driving you. You have to get those out of you first. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We had talked about making some announcements, too, at the early part of the show, and I forgot. So I just want to tell everybody that tomorrow, Sunday, is the 8-hour healing call. You'll be having a sample of what is done there tonight when we go to the Lightship. But if you'd like, you can still join us on an 8-hour visit to Creation Lightship. All the information is on Ron's site. And also, later this month, Ron has another expo in California. It's near San Francisco in a city called San Mateo, and that's the 24th, 25th, and 26th of April. And it's the New Life Expo, Ron?
New Living.
New Living. So if you live around there or can get there, it's really wonderful to experience the Lightship, where you actually go into a room that Ron has constructed, and you feel the energy, the healing energy of Creation Lightship, as well as you get to meet Ron, which is fun. And the reason I wanted to bring that up now, Ron, is we have a nice testimonial from someone who went to the LA Expo. And let me just find that. Oh, sorry, it's on the live comment. Since the expo in L.A., where I went into the light infusion chamber numerous times and attended all of Ron's lectures and workshops there, I have experienced an entire life shift. The best way of describing it is an awakening to creative flow of living in the now, an awakening of living from my spirit, a reclaiming of my free will and free choice. My whole life is moving and improving in wonderful and awe-inspiring ways. I am tremendously grateful.
Yeah, very good. Great. Yeah. Once you get out of that mind control and everything else, you kind of realize what they have done to you, and you can start a new life, you know, and some of your baggage, you know, or maybe most of it anyway, and start over again. Benefit of having the emotional clearing, because then you're kind of reborn again of your spirit without all the baggage brought you to your current age of, you know, dramas and traumas. So I always recommend having that, or tell you to have that, because if you don't do that one, then you're never going to get released here traumas and traumas of daily living because the emotional energies are running your life. That's the main thing. But yeah, that's great. I'm glad that the person saw Expo, and it's just wonderful. Or in the moment, so it doesn't not hard to find words to say. But anyway, we'll go to the light ship probably in about within 15 minutes here, I think. So what's next, Dan?
Well, someone listening tonight wrote in, thanks for sharing about the holograms. For the last 3 days, my water pump went out in my crawl space, and today it was okay. I thought it was from a timeline shift.
Ah, very good, yeah. Uh-huh.
So something got fixed. So that's nice. Okay, someone's... okay, well, I think we'll leave that one for another night. Someone's asking about, we talked about the mental barcode earlier. What is the difference between the mental barcode and the mental body clearing?
Mental barcode is how they, you know, integrate with you, how they connect with you to do mind programs. So mental programming is the barcode. The mental body clearing is a completely different thing. That's your energetic body that's invisible. And so you want to clean out your invisible mental body, like your emotional body. It just has a different purpose. That's two different things, but it's you know, they are related because one could be used with you. But you want to do the lifetime clearing, which would be the mental body clearing. It's almost just as important as the emotional one. We get the unlimited, and they do that one once a month. It is important. You know, the emotional one is the big one, but the unlimited keeps you fine and keeps you up to date. Happen to you life that you may not even know that you have this invisible, you know, library of information being stored in you. All of a sudden start having situations happening, so you want to clear that out each time. It's sort of like doing maybe like a system restore in a sense, computer, dragging yourself in a sense. That's what it's for. Hopefully you may understand that now. So back to you.
Yeah, I was wondering, Ron, if you could explain about the bodies, the 108 bodies that we have and why we have them and how those first two, emotional and mental, are so important to clear out.
Well, that's where you're living. Living in emotions, and people trigger you, jump around and get upset, and emotions bring you into maybe the anger energies. Also, so you're being controlled and acting upon situations in your life according to that emotional body. Actually, a lot of people are dealing with mental stuff. So you first have the mental body controlling you, then maybe your emotions are being triggered. The emotions go into the mental body. So, but basically, these are bodies that are with you to protect you. Unless you get them cleaned out and cleared out, life, they're going to be on your psychic billboard. Why life is the way it is for you and it keeps on? Well, it's because those bodies are there and they're recycling in you. Most men typically deal in the mental, and women deal in the emotional. Happens to everybody. You're something about, and you have these programs running in your background. I wonder why you can't get anything done, because you're not running your source energy. Spirit, you're running energies that are being contaminated IU also. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I know a long time ago you talked about also that if you've done the emotional and mental and still something, you know, seems like it's tripping you up, it could be the sensory body. And I don't think we've talked about that in a while. Could we possibly have do a sample of the sensory body?
Sort of, we have the empathic and the sensory. They're kind of similar. They're different bodies, but definition would be sort of the same on them. A sensory body, how you input energies through your senses. Oh, so, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's what you dealt with today. I'll do yesterday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there you go. So you may feel less pressure. Everybody has a different way of looking at things. Less pressure in your body. You might feel a little more relaxed as your body's becoming more relaxed, you know. Hard to say what how this is affecting you, but normally your shoulders will start to drop. If you feel your shoulders dropping down, then yes, very possibly helped you. Body will always be patient of what's going on. Back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Someone wrote in something that it's very similar. I think this person might be kind of a seeing person. Maybe their third eye is somewhat open. And there's someone else who sees the matrix, kind of sees what's going on. And they write, whenever I go out, I always plan to manifest light, but at this moment I have not enough spirit to go beyond all of what is dark. So I always end up just becoming an observation of what is the matrix we have here. I end up learning a lot of what to stay away from. I want to manifest more light, though, and you say we should live our lives. So I also believe this is what I should be doing. But I'm also otherwise a little in fear of pushing myself too far because of the abductions I have come across in the past. Once I clear this, much light will be manifest. So I understand what this person is going through, Ron, but I have a question about them saying they plan to manifest light. Could you address that part?
Oh, maybe just the way they're stating it, but yeah, the light's always already with you. Part of the light, just maybe you just don't realize it completely. So you need to, you know, the mind of heart drop puts you into that space. So when you're out of time, present moment, in time, then you're not manifesting light. Because time-based reality here is not going to allow you manifest light. Darkness. On timelines, manifesting in darkness. And that's the law of cause and effect. You don't want to really go there. You want to just be in the present moment. You don't want to necessarily put your toe into darkness, how far you can go, pull yourself back out of it again and go, well, that was really a rough experience or whatever, you know, because you don't want to tempt the darkness. It will definitely find you and maybe do awful things to you. So don't try to see what's in the darkness. That door closed. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, something interesting. Someone, I know this is nothing to worry about, but we'll say it in case it happens to other people. But someone listening to the show tonight as you were doing the clearings felt a little sick to their stomach. So can you explain to people what that could be, Ron?
an alien energy in there that got released. Maybe we stirred something up. Maybe your body now has to rebalance out after having something released from it. But think, you know, if you were to compare that to maybe like, well, maybe a woman carrying a baby, you know, and all of a sudden you have the baby. Well, you had a space there occupying it, and now it's no longer there, so you're going to feel a little different. Feel a little queasy, then the heart drop, it may go away, but it's just probably something got released from you. I don't know really how to say what it was, what's going on, then more than likely, you know, your body is trying to balance it out. When you go to the light ship tonight, just ask for a healing for that. Don't know what's going on, got released from you, then more than likely you're going to feel something happening. I didn't even get the wrong words. You don't know how they're controlling you, by what they're controlling you. So that's what I would say.
Okay.
Or a reaction. That's good. You got rid of something.
Yeah, that's what I always feel. The same with yawning.
Yeah.
And same with falling asleep. Right? Sometimes people fall asleep while you're doing healings and on these shows and when we go to the light ship, and there's nothing wrong with that, right?
Wrong, nope.
You're still getting the energy. Okay, do you want to, we have some requests for rooms to visit tonight. Are you ready to go to the light ship,
Ron? So, it works live for the people listening. Archived, then wish to get on the next Saturday show to go to the light ship, but you'll be feeling the peace energy. So here we go. Up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you want to think of one particular physical healing you'd like to have. Go. For now, we have our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants up with us here. First, go into rainforest room. Go. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. Want to have the deer, so here we go, the deer room. That's your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got the panda bears. So here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. The room where you were created, so we'll go into that room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's go into a room that has the pink energy. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Go into two more rooms before we come back. We'll go into the crystal geode room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have people who like horses, so it could be ponies or horses. Go into that room for healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll come back from the light ship, everybody. Back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Okay, that always is so wonderful. Someone has a question, Ron, about the expo. I believe on both Saturday and Sunday, you'll be doing a lecture. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes. Uh-huh. I have two lectures coming up, yes.
Good. Do you know what time they are?
The second, no.
Okay.
I go on the program guide. I think it's posted now online. So, New Living Expo.
Right, it'll all be on there. Yes, it's a good idea to go on that website anyway and find out all you need to know about attending and, you know, all about that area and everything. It's a very nice expo. I went last year, and I like it very much. I enjoyed it. Okay, we have a couple of questions about tonight's show. Can we use the auric field protection clearing to clear out our 108 bodies?
No, it won't do that.
Well, and our auric field is something else. the auric field can protect us somewhat from attack energies from something outside of us. Isn't that correct, Ron? So it's a little different than the...
Oh, it's kind of what you're emitting to people. So it's like hooked up to your psychic billboard. So the, you can, shrink wrap. I would say do a shrink wrap to bring everything to you. Sometimes, you have your energy out there. We have that auric field protection clearing to kind of ward off stuff that's going to be coming to you. Most people, when you get excited or you get hurt, you emit energy around you. That's how you start drawing entities and find people into your life that maybe you didn't even know. Maybe you're having a discussion with somebody and you get a little excitable, and all of a sudden people around coming to you, maybe liking or disliking what you're saying, and all of a sudden now you're drawing a crowd as they're feeding off you. Now they want to, their two cents or something is what you're talking about. All of a sudden you drew them to you because our field was bringing them into your life. I think billboard. Back to you.
That's very interesting, Ron. So it's really would be great to do that auric protection if you're running the psychic billboard, do them at the same time and amp it up.
Yep, amp it up.
Okay. And another interesting thing you might want to talk about, Ron, someone commented about, I have done the magnetic alignment of our 108 bodies 3 or 4 times, and every time I finish the alignment of the 108 bodies, I feel a shift.
Very good.
You want to explain to people what that is, Ron?
It's probably the magnetic twisted body clearing, so each time you do that, you will feel a change. That's what I believe they're talking about. If not, we can cover it on a different show, but that clearing realigns your energy of these bodies so your spirit can help heal them. But I'll do just for a quick sample here. We'll take a body that was out of alignment for a while with you. Haven't done the clearing at all. You're going to feel something. So let's go back maybe a week. Here we go. We're going to clean out or realign this one body. That's the most, maybe that's dealing with heart issues, okay? Remember, each one has bodies control something with you, so we'll look for heart issues to align that body. Here we go. And I'll probably have to count to 100 to move it into place. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That would be, I think, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 100. So see how that feels for you. So back to you.
It felt great for me. I once again felt compelled to stand up. I wonder if anyone else felt that way. As soon as you started, I thought, I think I'll feel this more if I'm standing. And, wow, I feel very relaxed, Ron. Thank you. The 108 bodies clearing is a whole life clearing, I believe, but it's also part of the body jumpstart. Well, that's one of the many wonderful healings that are combined into that. Okay, so thank you so much for doing that, Ron. I just got really relaxed there. Okay, we have another testimonial I would like to read. And we've been talking a lot recently about family, how our families can court us and get us hooked into a lot of obligatory things. And I know some of our listeners have said they're disconnecting themselves from that, and I think good for them. And here's an interesting email about that. On a recent trip to visit my family, I took the children and my husband stayed home. My husband very generously offered to run clearings for the three of us while we were away, so I would call or text him with updates of what we needed. It was a great chance to experience how effective the clearings are. For one example, one of many examples, my nephew came down with an illness the day after we arrived. 2 days later, I woke up with symptoms of the same illness. I asked my husband to timeline crash it, and later that afternoon, I suddenly realized I had no pain and no symptoms and felt great. The sickness was entirely gone from my system. I had the same experience with starting to get a headache and then knowing when the clearing kicked in because the pain dispelled like clouds parting. During the entire time we were away, my husband ran a timeline crash for having problems on the trip. The trip was a complete success, harmonious and smooth. Tons of history of discord within the extended family literally dissolved and was replaced with peace, energy, and kindness. It was miraculous. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Great.
I know.
realize how powerful the clearings are and how they can help you have a different way of looking at life. Sometimes you know
right.
You're in a situation that, you know, you have in the past. Remember, you're living your past, right? And so you know, oh, no, I'm going to go see Aunt Harriet, you know, and I'm going to, you know, I have to see her because of some reason. Oh, clearing on it. So much better. So what clearing would you do? Well, that's a good one. So if you have somebody who's really negative, oh, going to their house, then I would say probably do a space clearing. If you can afford to do their whole lifetime emotional clearing, where it's going to take probably 3 to 5 days for it to actually sink in. Oh, you know, if you're going to be going there maybe in a couple weeks, we'll say, or a month, this is planned for that, and you're going there, maybe a family reunion, and there's a couple people that really dislike or they dislike you a lot, then do their emotional clearing. And all of a sudden, the whole energy will shift. Well, it may help everybody, including yourself. So if you feel that you're a victim, you're only a victim because you haven't helped these people out, they're there to, you know, in a sense, suck your energy away from you. Well, in a sense, get you upset, probably. Maybe they're going to embarrass you. Whatever happens, you're dealing with that energy. Only doing it because, you know, that's what's going on in your life, is that's happening to you. So what I would do is strictly these clearings and, you know, the space clearing for sure, or the emotional clearing for these people, do that, and you're going to feel much, much better. So back to you. Anything else you can think of, Ann?
Well, no, just that this example of timeline crashing the actual situation while you're in it, that is a pretty great idea, right? Like that while this woman was at this relative's house, her husband was saying, you know, problems with the trip, or rather timeline crashing problems with the trip. So that seems like that worked really well. You could timeline crash so-and-so's negativity.
Yeah, and you may even want to, you know, maybe pay for their psychic billboard for $20. See if that might help them a little bit.
Yeah, and I just flashed on hearing the same stories over and over. You know, every year, like you go for the ex-holiday dinner, and the same, you know, aunts and cousins and stuff are telling, and it's like, you can't believe, I cannot believe I'm about to hear the same story, but yes, there it goes. They're going to tell the same story again.
Yep, and that's all that they know. So you could even timeline crash that story. Oh, when they first started bringing it up, that might be an idea for you.
Or you probably know what's coming if you have that situation. So you could timeline crash it before you get there, and then maybe that person will have nothing to say.
Yeah, that could be true, yeah.
Okay. Let me get back to our emails here. Okay, we have a couple of emails that I feel like they're more appropriate for the Friday night show, the paranormal. Oh, this is a really good one. You know, Ron has a wonderful offer of when you do a whole life healing, your next one is half price. So we have a long-time listener introduced a new person to Creation Lightship. And she's introduced them to Creation Lightship, and they're finally ready to do clearings. So she advised her to do the $100 clearing. And this person wants to do the 7-generation emotional clearing. But should she do that before she does the whole life emotional clearing? So let's answer that question first, Ron.
Let's do the whole lifetime ones.
Right.
That's what's affecting you. 7 generations are only there in case, you know, you got a lot of stuff going deeper. Remember, you have to get rid of your stuff here. You can't put a Band-Aid on where you're living and go into your past because you're still festering with infection, you know? So you need to get your whole lifetime done first. So that's where you start. Start with the whole lifetime clearings. There, you can move on. Go into maybe 7-generational. But mainly find out where you are after you do the clearing, and, you know, you're going to be different after that. Back to you.
Okay. She said that unfortunately, and we've heard this several times, Ron, as soon as this friend of hers or acquaintance, whoever this is, gets the money to do the healings, it seems to get taken away from her.
And she has to trick the dark side. So she just needs to tell the dark side she wants to buy a new computer. That's probably going to be $300-$400, you know, typically, maybe more. But, you know, that's what you want to do is buy a new computer, and they'll probably love for you to do that because they can hook you up with keywords and things on the computer that you maybe haven't seen before. And maybe there's new programs in the new computer, so... You know, just say you want to do something else, and you're saving it for something else, and when you get the money to buy it, then you change your mind. Oh. I would do.
Yeah, I love that trick. That's a great one, Ron. And then just to finish with this person's questions, if you've done a clearing that's $100 or more, and your next one is half off, that does not include the bundles, like, actually, I don't think I was clear on this either, like the Prosperity Jumpstart and the Prosperity Bundle, because they're already hugely, hugely discounted.
Yeah, it's just for other whole lifetime clearings.
Right. That's what I figured. There's always the death barcode, which is a good one, I feel, to start with. A person might want to do that. That would be my suggestion, but... that's great. So many times we try to share Creation Lightship with people and they just can't hear it. They're not ready, or the mind control is so strong that nothing really gets through. So I know that it feels good for people when they find someone that they can help get clear. then they'll have something possibly to talk about with the person and feel like they have something in common with them. So, Ron, I was also thinking that it's been a long time. We did a sample and talked about the sensory body, and I was wondering if we could do the same thing for the feeling body, which is another of the 108 bodies.
Yeah, so if you had feelings on something or for something, here we go, feeling body. Well, releasing that. One, two, three, for today. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, here we go. And, you know, you want to see how you're doing. What does that feel for you? And that's your feeling body. Kind of feel energies, then how are you going to get a correct feeling when your body's contaminated, you know? That's what you need to do is to to clean out your body so you're able to live life, you know, much freer and easier of having, you know, alien contracts and soul family contracts and agreements as you're stuck in the mud, you know, and you're dealing with stuff that you know nothing about. Why your life is falling apart on you, and that's because you're connected to the alien timeline. So you must do clearings to get out of these things. First thing is that you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what they're doing to you. So back to you.
Right. Thank you so much, Ron. And you mentioned, I mean, we've talked a lot about the 2000-year darkness barcode, which is one of your free healings, and that's something that could help people a lot, too, to get clear. And I think it might help that person who is having a hard time getting the money together to do their healings. That would be a good one. You know what I was thinking about, Ron? We talked about the third eye tonight and people who are psychic, and I am not, and I now, because of the wonderful information you've shared, know that that's a good thing. I used to think, oh, I wish I, you know, was more psychic and my third eye was open. Now I'm grateful that it isn't. But even I, one time when I was in an airport, I turned my head very quickly, and I saw this woman looked like a something reptilian. And it was very disturbing. It was a very disturbing image. And you've said in that sometimes you can see things like that in just a fraction of a second. And I guess that's what happened to me. So I was wondering if you could do a clearing of something we've seen that we wish we hadn't seen.
Take the energy off of it. So here we go. Energy, one. That particular vision that you had or seen. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and... Okay, that felt kind of yucky. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. I'll maybe end our program here. It's getting close to that time since we're in a timeline on video here. We're out of time, but the clock is still ticking. Oh, here we go. We have our conference call tomorrow. All 8 hours. Starts at 10 o'clock Pacific. And kind of joyful and a lot of fun. So here we go. Let's release that energy from us right now that we're dealing with of maybe not knowing what's happening to us in our life, because that could be some fear that we indicated or brought forth from people that you're not in control of your life, but you want to have clearings to get back into the present moment. Otherwise, your dramas and traumas will be acting out through you, bringing you into situations you don't want to have. So I'll release that energy from you right now so you can feel a little more peaceful. Then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And here we go. Next mind-to-heart drop. So this you should be doing yourself. And your spirit out loud. And the saying would be to have my spirit take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And then I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards here. Oh, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So blessings. Thank you. Hopefully you're on the call tomorrow, getting rid of alien critters that are crawling inside of you that you don't know about or see, but they get released. And we'll see you later, everyone. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, helpers. Bye, everyone. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Night all.